They only listen to me half the time anyway, right?
I'm Chaz Menunos. I'm the new host of the Can Be Now podcast. With me, as always, is Brandon Bam Bam Sidam. This is the new podcast for ye olde Canby. Stand by for news.
A three-alarm fire ripped through an unfinished apartment complex in Wilsonville early Sunday morning, also destroying or significantly damaging 20 neighboring condos. The calls came in at about 1 a.m. from the master planned Villa Boys restaurant complex in West Wilsonville. Fortunately, no one was injured in the massive blaze. The apartment building, located in the 11,000 block of Southwest Colina Lane, was still under construction and not yet occupied. However, more than 20 people were displaced from the neighboring houses that were damaged when the fire spread. Tualatin Valley Fire and Rescue fought the configuration throughout the night, assisted by Canby Fire, Aurora Fire, and Lake Oswego Fire, along with several law enforcement agencies. Canby Fire Division Chief Todd Gary said CFD sent one engine and four firefighters to bring the blaze under control, which crews managed to do by about 4 a.m. The cause of the fire is still under investigation by the Fire Marshal's Office, Clackamas County Sheriff's Office, and Wilsonville Police.
A GoFundMe page has been set up to benefit the victims and families who have been displaced. Find that online at gofundme.com/villaboy-fire-relief-fund. A Canby man and his beloved dog are hitting the road next week on a cross-country bicycle ride to raise money and awareness for a veterans organization dedicated to providing service canines to wounded warriors who need them. The journey will take them over 3 months. It sounds like something out of a Hollywood movie, right? Well, Hollywood, if you're interested, back off. We heard about it first. John Tate is co-founder of Better Homes and Garden Realty Partners in Canby. That's where his journey will begin at 9:30 a.m. April 10th, as he sets off on a trip that will take him and his four-legged friend pedal by pedal more than 3,500 miles to a destination just south of Jacksonville, Florida. You may think that his dog, Jax, is tagging along because of the tie-in with the nonprofit they're raising money for, Canines for Warriors. Obviously, if you're promoting a canine-centric organization, you want to have a dog with you. Now that's just good marketing. But John says it's deeper than that.
He goes where I go, and he's my hunting companion,
okay.
And he comes with me to this office and
okay.
lays right where he is, just slightly
right.
in the way of where I want my legs to be.
Yeah.
And he goes on rides with me. And if I were gone for 3 months, I think he'd be a basket case.
Yeah.
My wife wouldn't forgive me.
Hey, who was that other guy on the tape? I thought we got rid of him. Anyway, Jax, a German short-haired pointer, has accompanied John on many chukar hunting trips to Eastern Oregon. So he's familiar with the camping lifestyle and the bike trailer that will be his primary residence for the next 3 months. John says, quote, he's a good tent mate. Although an avid outdoorsman and hunter, John admits he's never done anything like this before. He's excited for the challenge and the new experiences the open road will undoubtedly provide. There is some fear of the unknown, of course, as there would be for anybody. But there's one big thing that helps him through it.
You know, I get a little bit nervous thinking about the unknown of it, but then I think about the people it's benefiting,
yeah,
and what they're going through, and that what they're going through is because they're making it possible,
yeah,
for us to have this freedom. I can just ride my bike,
right? Yeah,
3,500 miles without worrying about. I mean, it's amazing what they have done for us, and
yeah.
That's going to get me over some hills, I'm
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
Canines for Warriors does incredible work. They rescue, train, and match unadopted shelter dogs with veterans and service members experiencing PTSD, traumatic brain injury, and military sexual trauma. Their goal is to empower them to return to civilian life with dignity and independence, and they're the larger provider of service animals to disabled American veterans in this country. The organization also provides those they serve with training, certification, seminars, legal instruction, housing, and a lifetime of wraparound services, including available lifelong health care and food for their dogs. all at no cost to the veteran or service member. The new owners of Better Home and Gardens Realty, Deborah Nolan and Danielle Bade, have announced that BHG will match any donation to Canines for Warriors that is made because of John's trip, up to a total of $5,000. All money raised go directly to the nonprofit organization. To donate or to keep up with John and Jax throughout their journey, visit rollingwithjax.com. And stay tuned to the Can Be Now podcast. We'll be checking in with them from time to time. The Aurora Fire District is asking the public to renew and increase a 5-year local option tax levy for career firefighter staffing and operations. The proposed levy would be for 99 cents per $1,000 of assessed value, which would replace the current rate of 49 cents per $1,000. The district board of directors says the funds are needed to maintain the current staff of 4 career EMT firefighters and hire additional ones for emergencies. For the first time in its history, this levy would allow Aurora Fire to respond to calls 24 hours a day with career EMT firefighters. The district responds to over 1,000 calls each year, which they say is a stretch for their current resources. Now let me go ahead and scroll down here. Aurora Fire Chief Joshua Williams says most of their calls for service occur when there are no career staff on duty. There are only 4 career employees on duty Monday through Friday during regular business hours. Once the business office has closed, the volunteers and students are the primary emergency responders. As in the past, Aurora Fire does rely on volunteers to bridge this funding gap, but the district says that time commitments and other demands have reached a point where it is difficult to recruit and maintain volunteer firefighters. Funds from the levy would also be used to bolster this aspect of the district's service, paying for repairs, upgraded emergency equipment, and enhancements to the current student and volunteer program. If you or your loved one experience a cardiac event, car crash, or major emergency, a fire engine without a career EMT firefighter in charge is likely to respond, Williams said. If your home is on fire, national mandates prohibit us from entering to extinguish the fire until a minimum of 4 firefighters are on scene. Between volunteers, students, and career staff, the levy will allow us to quickly meet these standards and provide better service to the community. The district estimates the proposed levy, if approved, would raise just shy of $1 million each year, for a total of approximately $4.9 million in the span of 5 years. If the measure fails, Williams said the district's budget would be reduced by 42%, making the current level of operations unsustainable. We would have to delay needed repairs, the purchasing of vital equipment, and possibly reduce our current staff and student program, Williams said. The priority of AFD will always be to serve our district and maintain timely emergency responses. However, without this levy, it would become increasingly difficult, if not impossible. The district has scheduled 3 Q&As to discuss the proposed tax levy. For times and locations, see our website, canbenowpod.com.
Other issues before Canby area voters in the May 21st special election will be the election of new board members of the Canby School District and Canby Fire District. For CSD, there will be a 3-way race for 1 seat between Don Deppner, Angie Miles, and Art Marine. Incumbent Andrea Weber is running but will face opposition from newcomer Stephanie Carlson. Incumbent Rob Shevland is running for re-election unopposed. For Canby Fire, Sean P. Carroll and Dick Griffin will vie to replace outgoing member Jim Mickelson. Incumbents Bo Ellis and Ron Swore are both running for another term unopposed.
Three people were killed in a 2-vehicle crash near St. Paul Saturday afternoon. The collision occurred at approximately 3:18 p.m. on McKay Road Northeast. just east of the Highway 219. The incident was reported by a passerby who came upon the scene shortly after it occurred and called 911. Marion County investigators have determined that a pickup truck was driving west on McKay, then left it on the roadway, overcorrected back onto the roadway, and struck an eastbound box van. Speed is believed to be a primary factor in the crash. The two occupants of the pickup truck and the single occupant of the box van died on scene and were found in the wreckage when first responders arrived. Their names have not yet been released pending family notifications. McKay Road was closed for several hours Saturday while law enforcement worked the scene. Anyone with information regarding the crash is asked to call the MCSO at 503-588-5032.
A developer will submit a letter of intent to open an Italian restaurant in a portion of the first floor commercial space available at the Dahlia in downtown Cambie, a source confirmed to the Cambie Now podcast this week. The source described the proposed restaurant as a, quote, Neapolitan East Coast concept, with a large wine selection and select pastries like cannoli.
Holy cannoli!
Neapolitan cuisine originated on the coast of southern Italy, but it includes many of the pastas, salads, and other dishes you'd recognize. The restaurant's menu would include fried zucchini, mozzarella, and calamari, arancini, bruschetta, insalata caprese, minestrone, antipasto, spaghetti, gnocchi, lasagna, linguini, beef bracioli, canned penne, chicken parmigiana, telo scallopini, acquapasta, steak pazzioli, bisteccia alla fiorentina, gelato, spumoni con torta al ciolato, and much more. All family recipes. Asked for a comparison, the source offered Maggiano's Little Italy, a chain of casual dining restaurants known for their Italian-American staples, generous portions, and relaxed family-style atmosphere. The source spoke on condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to share publicly at this stage of negotiations. They expect that the letter of intent will be submitted next week. The owner of the Dahlia, Hanlon Development, will then make the decision to accept or reject it.
Located just off the corner of 13th and South Ivy is one of the most magical places on earth, Puddin' River Chocolates. That's where Chief Chocolatier Teresa Sassy and her team of employees hand make some of the richest, most delicious gourmet chocolates you can find anywhere. Yeah, that's right. Willy Wonka wishes he was this good. Teresa uses the highest quality free trade cocoa from around the globe and locally sourced hazelnuts, berries, and other ingredients to create world-class confections that are a treat to the eyes and the taste buds. And they do more than chocolate. The classic fondue is an ideal blend of Swiss cheese, wine, and spices that you have got to try. Puddin' River's creations make a great gift for a loved one, or hey, for yourself, because you know what? You deserve it.
I deserve it, Frankie!
Find them at PuddinRiverChocolates.com.
Beer is practically an art form in the Pacific Northwest, and the FOB Taproom in Cambie is one of the best places to enjoy all your old favorites and your new favorites. They have a constantly rotating selection of 36 of the best craft beers, ciders, and wines from right here in Oregon and around the world. Hey, Tyler, do you know what FOB stands for? That's right, it's Friends of Beer, and that's what they are.
Oh, well, the FOB Taproom also hosts an awesome trivia night on Wednesdays with tap takeovers and new release parties every month. There's always something going on, so come on by. Find them at the Cambie Place on Southwest Berg Parkway and on Facebook and Instagram.
See you at the FOB.
Admission is free. Pay at the door. Pull up a chair and sit on the floor. I come before you to stand behind you, to tell you a story I know nothing about. One dark day, in the middle of the night, two dead boys got up to fight. Back to back, they faced each other, drew their swords, and shot each other. A deaf policeman heard the noise, came and arrested the two dead boys. If you don't believe this is true, just ask the blind man. He saw it too. I'm Brandon. We're down here at Mike's Place, and we're here with our guest Chris Waffle. And
I'm Chaz Menunoz.
And our guest on the Candy Conversation today is a man who needs more introduction than usual. He's an absolutely terrible driver, the frontman bass player of a nerd rock group based in Canby, which I can't believe any of that's a thing, and first husband to one of our city councilors. Mm. It's Chris Waffle, the band Mega Thruster. Chris, thanks for coming to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen. Great to be at Mike's Place. Was not expecting this would be where we recorded. I need a drink.
All right.
Sorry, yeah. No problem, Chaz. Back when I agreed to be on the show, it was two other guys.
And no, I've I seen them. Coors.
I've seen.
Yeah, I think it was Taylor. It's like Taylor and Taylor. Don't worry about it. There's like those guys are gone. So tell us a little bit about your music.
Frank,
you guys live in that niche for folks that think that mainstream music isn't nerdy enough and regular nerd music doesn't have enough sexual innuendo, right? Am I right?
I guess you are kind of right. It's very niche. To your point. We do music. I like to do stuff that, you know, music that about things that I'm interested in. And so, I'm very much into kind of nerdy sci-fi, board games, video games, that kind of thing. And I want to do music about stuff that I am interested in. So there are actually a lot of bands and artists that do this kind of thing. And it probably is very new or different for Canby and what Canby's used to. We don't really play country music or things like that. What happened to the other guys?
Yeah,
there were the other guys,
Taylor,
right?
And Fracky. Yeah, I don't. Those guys.
Frank?
I don't remember those guys. You know, I actually do like your music a lot. I think your lyrics are super clever, and it speaks to a lot of your own experience growing up as a nerd as well. It's
definitely interesting.
I mean, what has the adjustment been like for you moving out here from California?
Well, that's not. Yeah, that's not. You know, I don't talk about where I came from before I came from Canby. I just like to people who think that I was always here. But no, it was an adjustment coming from a more major metropolitan area and then coming to Canby that has such a close-knit community of very loving and giving people. And we're here at Mike's Place, and you could see the people here in Mike's Place and how classy and genuine they are. And
no.
So,
are they allowed to tell you no?
It depends on how much you've had.
I think it depends on your patronage.
But to your question, Brandon, was it?
Yeah, Brandon Frankie.
Yeah.
Are you guys related?
What, to who?
Anyway, I was, yeah. So, you know, it was an adjustment, but it's something that I love in the community that Canby has, that small town feel. While still being, you know, accessible to an awesome city and nature and farming and everything, I feel like we're just in this spot. It's just a great spot to be in. So there was an adjustment, but I just love it, and I would never want to change Canby. But things do change over time. But I want Canby to be that Canby that I've grown to love.
So it's starting to pop off, starting to vibe a little bit. That's awesome. So you've had some stuff coming up this year, right? I mean, can you tell us about them? Like, what you have coming up here?
Yeah, so, we just played up in Seattle a show called Crackle Fest. It was a great show with some similar bands. There's a rap style called Nerdcore, where it's the rappers raps about, does hip-hop about the kind of stuff we sing about, the comic books and sci-fi movies and stuff like that. We played a show up in Seattle. We're going to be back up in Seattle on April 16th for NorwestCon.
You guys go up to Seattle a lot?
Convention. Once or twice a year. We normally play kind of Portland and Salem, our usual jams. But since we're on the Canby Now podcast, is it? since we're on the Cambie Now podcast, I will say that we're going to be at Double Ot Ranch on August 10th.
Oh, good old Dar.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love Dar.
Yeah, Dar, 100%.
I don't know if we're allowed to talk about them while we're in Mike's place.
I know, that's why I looked around when I said it. I wanted to make sure I should keep my voice down, but... I love all of the businesses in Cambie, where I very much support our local small businesses.
Very local.
Yeah.
So pretty local. So one of your big projects coming out this year has been the music video Weird Al Rules. It was a successful Kickstarter project, actually, and the video came out last month. Tell us about the song you wrote. It's a little more personal and serious than your other work.
Yes. Thank you. I did a song that, you're right, a lot of our songs are humorous in nature. We're kind of satirizing or making fun of things. But that song is a lot about personal experiences that I had, like in junior high being bullied. And so, you know, my wife suggested that I kind of put those feelings into a song. And it came out pretty well. So we decided to kickstart an animated, kind of hand-drawn music video to show that, and it was successful. It came out. We're really happy with the video. You can find it on YouTube. If you go to YouTube/Megathruster, and you can check that out. I actually found out last week, just a couple days ago, that a teacher, a junior high school teacher in Florida, played it for her class. In her seventh grade class, and it went over really well. So that
you
was
could say
really
it's
touching.
Like an important message right now, like something the community could really.
Yeah, do you think Weird Al Rules is really an important message we need right now?
Yeah, I do. Well, first off, Weird Al does rule in the literal sense, but metaphorically, in the song is more about Weird Al Rules as a symbol for when people are trying to put you down, hanging on to the stuff that you like. You know, you might like something or be into something that somebody else thinks is lame, but not listening to those negative voices and hanging out into those things. So this is a lot different than I thought it was going to be when I first agreed to come on.
I thought I was going to have a drink by now. Can we hurry this up?
Hey, Mike, can you get back out here with our drinks?
I don't know if Mike actually works here.
I think it's just the name of the bar.
I think they're busy.
Do you not normally know who I am?
Normally very quick.
Chaz Menunos. With the Cambie Now podcast.
How long was this interview going to take? How many more questions
just
are there?
Just a little bit longer.
So okay.
Yeah, it's okay. All right.
It's all right. If all right. I say we're Weird good. Al is lame, will you fight me?
I would.
Do you think if I said Weird Al was lame, would you fight Brandon?
I mean, possibly, you know.
If I said Weird Al is lame, would you fight Chaz and Brandon, which is me?
Well, you know, it's
if Weird Al said
I'm more of a
Chaz
lover,
and Brandon
not a
were lame, would you fight you?
No, I would probably congratulate myself.
Right on.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're almost out of time. I mean, one last question. You've been doing this for years. What keeps you going?
It feels like
going?
We've been doing this interview for years.
Is it just that you're having fun, or is there something deeper, more fulfilling?
For me, I love performing, and I love making people laugh, and I love music. So doing Megathruster is a project that really is just very, very fulfilling. My wife, you mentioned at the top.
So that's
of the
Chris
interview.
Waffle of the band Megathruster. Their new album is Wands at the Ready. You can check them out online at megathruster.com. I am Brandon Frankie, and this is my co-host.
Oh, wow! Perfect timing. Just as we're about to leave. Really?
Thanks. Megathruster.
No, thanks for the drink, yeah. Mike's place. As we're just leaving.
Thank you.
Are you a small business owner or maybe thinking of investing in yourself with your very own startup? Awesome. Now all you have to do is reach potential customers at a time when consumers have never been more fragmented, more distracted, or more difficult to reach. If that sounds hard, believe me, it is. That's why I make Frankie do it.
Carrie and her team at Promotional Strategies offer strategic, purposeful solutions to build your brand with lasting promotional items that make sense for you and your company. They are creative geniuses who will deliver advertisements that people actually thank you for and will use every day. We've tried other sellers, and we trust Carrie to provide high-quality branded items that we can be proud of. Find them at 695 Southeast 1st Avenue in Canby or online at ps266swag.com. So I'm here with Derek Hill, president of Advantage Mortgage in Canby. I was wondering what's going on in the mortgage industry right now.
The mortgage industry is on fire right now. The big thing that's really exciting for us is that we are now an independent mortgage broker, which means that we can offer substantially lower rates and lower fees for our customers. For example, we just got a loan last week and the realtor said, hey, I think you should go talk to Derek at Advantage Mortgage. And sure enough, we got the borrower 3/4 better rate, and we saved them $14,000 in fees.
Cool. So where can people find you?
So office number is 503-266-5800, or they can find us on the web at findtheadvantage.com. But most people just give us a holler or they stop in.
Yeah, cool. Thanks, Derek.
You bet. Advantage Mortgage, NMLS number 1770599. Derek Hills, NMLS number 50183. Equal housing opportunity.
All right! This is Chaz Menunos, and welcome to the Soapbox segment of the podcast, where we like to share our opinions a little bit, and it's a little more free form. Normally, I would have my co-host, but Brandon is nowhere to be found, so we all decided I think we should just move on with the podcast. We haven't seen him in about 3 hours, so right now, I was thinking, you know, the other guys don't normally talk about the cities around Canby enough. And so I thought, just, you know, I'd name off some that I think are pretty cool. So here we go. Number one, Malala. They got a buckaroo or something like that. It's pretty cool. They do some bull riding and stuff like that. All right. Number two, Wilsonville. Three words. Family Fun Center. My childhood. Number, what am I on? Three? Let's see. Aurora. Cause it's dope. Number four. Oregon City. One reason. Bridges. Number five. West Lynn. Because they're the other side of the bridges. It kind of just connects. Number, what, six? Tualatin. Because bridge port. Number seven. I know I'm going over five here, but I'm just really passionate about these cities. Number seven, Tigard. Because it sounds like tiger. And that is dope. Number eight, Beaverton. Because beavers are dope, and I'm a beaver fan. And, you know, Nike and all that. Number nine, Milwaukee. Comic books. I mean, what else, man? Number 10, Gresham. It's the only movie theater I am willing to drive to. Not joking. Number 11, Hillsboro. Because for some reason, the word Hillsboro reminds me of the word Hobbit. And that is dope.
Dude, what are you doing here?
What's going on, guys?
Who are you?
How can I help you? Welcome to the Canby Now podcast.
No, this is my basement. Like, this is my living room, dude. What are you doing?
Well, where have you been for the past three days?
Is this recording?
Also, you're not on the Canby Now podcast.
Why do you have these microphones set up like you knew we were going to be here?
Well, yeah, that was handy. Thank you.
My co-host was supposed to be here, and he's nowhere to be found, if you know anything about that.
What co-host? This is our show. This is the Canby Now podcast.
Brandon Bam Bam Sidan.
Never heard of him, have you?
No, I have literally never heard of someone with such
like
a stupid
wrestler.
Name.
Yeah. And who are you?
My name is Chaz Menunos.
That sounds like a made-up name.
It is not made up whatsoever.
Sounds like the sort of thing that someone who was making up a character would make up.
I feel like we just walked in on also like the most boring thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Were you just naming cities? I heard talking and you were just saying cities.
No.
Do you think that's good content? Do you think people want to hear you just listing cities?
I mean, we know good content.
You know what? I'm catching the vibe here that I am not wanted around, so I will take my leave.
What do you mean you're going to take your leave? You broke and entered into my... Where are you going?
Did you break a window? How did you get
where
in
here? Where are you going right now? Come back! Chaz!
Okay, are we calling the police?
I mean, I think we should probably explain... I don't know. I don't know. What do we do with this?
And number 12.
Oh my god, he's back!
I can't think of another city.
This is the worst
that's on you guys.
I've ever heard.
Think of other cities.
Also, I fed your cats.
What? You fed my cats? Don't... Just walk away.
He could have done Wilsonville.
Yeah, Wilsonville's nice.
Yeah. They just had a fire that was horrible.
Fairy.
They did. Wow, that was weird.
Yeah. I don't. We should probably start on the show, right?
Yeah. Let's do it. So, hope he didn't record stuff.
Yeah,
that'd be weird.
I'm gonna check my computer.
Hopefully. Okay. Yeah.
More than 1.2 million Americans receive internet, TV, and telephone services from community cooperatives like Direct Link. They believe that their role revolves around partnerships, whether sponsoring a local event, hosting educational classes, or investing in fiber internet technology. Direct Link is here for our community because they are a part of our community.
Beyond just working in Canby, most of DirectLink's employees live here as well. DirectLink's investment in the local area reaches past business interests and extends into the everyday lives of neighbors, friends, and families. Visit them online at directlink.coop to learn more about their communication services and community activities. Happy April Fools.
Happy April Fools.